Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Samach Gimel, Baba Basra 63. Today's Daf Yomi teaches us a brisa about a tithe and a stipulation with respect to a tithe. The specific tithe that we're talking about is a dispute amongst Rishonim, but the most simple way to read the Gemara is that it's referring only to the tithe that is called the Miser. The tithe that was 10% of your crops are supposed to be given to the Levites. So the brisa says as follows. Ben Levi, Shemachar, Sadal Yisrael, if there was a Levite who sold his own field to an Israelite, V'amarlo, Amanas, Shemas, Arishon, Sheli, and the stipulation of the sale, that the Levite sells this land to the Israelite, is the Levite says, the tithe that you're going to have to give, this 10% of the crops, you need to give it to me. That is a stipulation of the sale. So under those circumstances, the Gemara cites the brisa that indeed that is the case. Mas Arishon, Shelo. That is a valid stipulation, and this tithe must be given to this exact Levite. So too, im amar li ulivni, if the Levite says it must be given to me, or after I die to my son, then indeed, mace, if the Levite dies, yitain labanav, then indeed the purchaser of the property must give it to the Levite's son. And a third case, im amar lo kolzman shasada zubiyadcha machra, V'chazar v'lakha, ain lo alav klum. A third case is, let's say the Levite, when he sells it, says, as long as you own this property, you must give me the tithe. And then the purchaser went and sold it to a third party and then bought it back. So under those conditions, we say that the seller has acquired back from the purchaser, meaning the second seller, not the Levite, the guy who bought it from the Levite and then sold it, and then he bought it back. He bought back from the purchaser, the third purchaser, in this case, the third party, all the rights that that person had. So since he could have sold it to anybody else, and then the obligation to give the tithe to the Levites would have evaporated, would have disappeared, so too, now that he bought it back, he no longer has an obligation to give this tithe to the Levites. The Gemara asks the question, how come you can make this stipulation in the first place? How come the Levite who sells it is allowed to stipulate that you have to give this tithe to me? Don't we have a principle? Amai asks the Gemara, don't we have a principle? Ein adam machne davar shelo bo la'olam. Don't we have a principle that you're not allowed to sell or acquire something that is not yet in existence? And so therefore, since the tithe is not yet growing in the lands, how can the Levite purchase it back from this person? How can he say, this thing that will grow will be mine? It's not yet in existence. And so therefore, how is he able to have acquired it? So the Gemara says, well, we have to re-understand or reanalyze the situation. And the Gemara explains, kivun da'amarei, really what the seller, the original Levite, has sold to the purchaser is amanas shemasa rishon shali. Since he says these words that on the stipulation that this tithe belongs to me, really he wants this stipulation to be upheld, because a person will not make such a stipulation for nothing. And since this stipulation cannot be exactly upheld in this manner, because we know this concept is ein adam machne davar shelo ba'olam, so therefore we have to reanalyze it. And we must say that what he really means to say is shiurei shiarei l'makom ma'aser. Really what he means to say is, I'm not selling you everything. I'm just selling you a portion of the land, and I'm excluding from that portion an amount that it is appropriate for the miser to grow in it. This is a basic principle that the Gemara has been teaching over the last few dapim. And if there's words in a contract which literally cannot be applied, we have to assume that the people writing the contract meant the closest thing to it that could be applied. And so therefore we say here that the Levite must have meant to exclude from the sale a portion of the land from which the 10% could have been given to the miser. And the Rishonim discussed the many difficulties that come out of this Gemara. So, for example, if he has withheld the land, then how is that fulfill the obligation of the Israelite to tithe? That's a basic question that the Rishonim discussed. But rather than analyzing that now, we'll switch to a slightly different question, which is the upshot of all this and as it relates to our modern day business dealings. So in the 19th century, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanser Rav, was asked about a person who sold a back lot to his property, and he sold it on the condition that it not become a liquor store or a bar of some sort or an inn where they sell liquor, because the guy doesn't want the drunks hanging around his home. And so the Santarov analyzes this question, and he says, first of all, you might be able to say that you can't withhold anything. You can't withhold the right to say davar, because ain on the maknin davar shelo bo la'olam. And so if the person would sell it to somebody else, maybe this third party could indeed open up a liquor store. However, he points out that even though technically speaking you would be able to say that if the person who he sold it to went and resold it to somebody else, that that person would have the right to open up a liquor store, we have a different concept, which is something which we've been discussing. And that is that if there is a specific practice to a country, and the country has a specific way of doing business, and if you're allowed to put these types of clauses that this land can never be used for a liquor store, then indeed that supersedes the fact that halacha would have allowed it. The Chazon Ish also says a similar point. The Chazon Ish says, let's say you want to put into a contract the fact that you're not allowed to sell this to another person. The Chazon Ish says that that is also not a valid thing from the perspective of halacha, because from the perspective of halacha, you have to have retained something for yourself. And by just saying you can't sell this to a third party after I sell it to you, that itself is not something that you have retained for yourself. And so therefore, the Chazon Ish says from the perspective of Jewish law, it wouldn't be a binding stipulation.